Maidani, last week we learned that Melech Chai V'Kayam, that it's parallel to the past, the present, and the future. Melech is that Hashem, while I was sleeping, was noyig with the mid of a Melech, that He chooses life and death. And He was noyig with the mid of Melech, and He gave me life. He decided that I should have life. Chai is in the present. I just woke up. Hashem gave me Chayim. It was Mechaber, my neshama, to my guf, which is the essence of what Chaim is. Mekayim is that for the future of Emuna, Rabbi Munasecha, that Hashem tomorrow, the day after, so on, will be ma'achzer my neshama, because of the Hashem, the midah of Kayamas. We're going to move on now to the following words. Shechazarto bi neshmasi. That means that you, Hashem, you returned my neshama into me. So I didn't see anyone ask this, but seemingly there's a word here that's a bit superfluous. The word bi. Shechzarta neshmasi, that you returned my neshama. Of course, if Hashem's returning my neshama, it's into me. Where else is Hashem returning my neshama to? So it's an interesting thing. I found a Medrash Tehillim in Mizmor Chaf Hei that says an interesting thing. On the pasuk of Biyodcha Af Kedruchi, the way of the world is, Adam afkidin etzlei pikdoinis, person that people entrust and they give their items to this person. So when it comes time for this person to give back all the different things, it's very normal that humachlev shel zeh bezeh, that by mistake he gives Reuven's item to Shimon, and Shimon's to Reuven, gets confused where everything goes. Levishayin makirin. Aval hakadosh baruch hu einai kein. But Hashem is not like that. Ella, like the end of the pasuk, Hashem kel emes. What does this mean? The Medrash continues and says like this: Shema omad echod shachris. Maybe a person would wake up in the morning, ubikish nafshay, and he would look for his neshama, v'loy matza, and he can't find his own neshama. Shema matza nafshay b'yad acher. Maybe his neshama is by someone else. Oy nafshay shel acher b'yaday. Or he wakes up in the morning with someone else's neshama. Lekach nemar padisa oisi Hashem kel emes. That Hashem is kel emes, and He makes sure to return everyone's neshama back to that specific person. It's a fascinating thing. You see from this medrash that, you know, our neshamas don't have like name tags. It's not so obvious. It's not so simple. It's a chiddush. It's not so simple that our neshama should come back to every single person. And could be that's what we're adding. Shechzarta bi neshmasi. That Hashem didn't just return my neshama, but He returned it to me. I got my neshama, and Reuven got his neshama, and Shimon got his neshama. Just to, it's always good to have a picture on our mind's eye how far this goes. I saw in the Medrash says that even the non-Jews, even the Goyim, also their nefashis go up to Shemayim every night. The Medrash says in Medrash Rabbah, Shoiftim, the words of the Medrash are, all the Ivdei Kechavim, Achisin Oisai, they, with their actions during the day, they cause a kas by Hashem, an anger. And then, Vehem Yishenim, then they go to sleep. V'chal HaNefashis Oilois Etzlai, all of their Nefashis also go up to Shemayim. Minayin, what's the source that even their Neshamas go up? Shenemar Asher B'yodoi Nefesh Kol Chai. In the morning, and in the morning, Hashem returns their neshamas as well. Minayin, what's the source for that? That Hashem returns the neshama of the Umas Ha'ilam la'am, to all the Umas Ha'ilam. You see from this medrash that all the neshamas, the fashas, neshamas of everyone, not just the Yidin, all the neshamas go up every night, and Hashem is machzer everyone's neshama to the exact specific person. And it's an interesting thing. I made a calculation. We're holding now, the estimate is that there's 7.8 billion people, I believe, in the world. So the people are waking up continuously because of the time change around the clock. So we made a cheshbon that per every second of the day, there's approximately, a little more, approximately 90,000 neshamas that Hashem is returning every split second. This is going on and on. Ever as we speak, there's 90,000 neshamas that Hashem is returning to the exact place, to the right place. So that's, we could keep in mind, shechzarto bi neshmasi, that Hashem kel emes, that Hashem is master, everyone's neshama to themselves.
Bi means
in me. Be in me. Moving on. Shechzarta bi nishmasi bichemla. That Hashem returned my neshama bichemla. Means with compassion. The word chemla is not so commonly used. We would expect maybe to say shechzarta bi nishmasi bichesed. It's a tremendous chesed that Hashem returned my neshama. What's this word bichemla? So there's only going in the end of Perek Aleph and Shir Hashirim. He says, we say in Ava Rabba in the morning, Ava Rabba Avtanu, Hashem Aleikeinu. Hashem is an abundant, an Ava Rabba to us. Chemla G'dayla V'yisera Chamalta Aleinu. He has a chemla, a great chemla V'yisera. So he says, what is it? Does Hashem have an Ava or does he have a chemla? Which one? So the Vilna Gaon explains over there that these two things are referring to two different times in Jewish history. Ava Rabba Avtanu was in the earlier days, in the times of the Avos, and in the times when Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim. Hashem had a tremendous, bestowed on us, a tremendous Ava. But then, says the Vilna Gaon, after the Chet HaEgel, and Hashem said, Achal Oisim Keraga, Hashem had a tremendous, so to say, Kavyachal anger, and Hashem was going to destroy us. And on that we say, Chamalta Aleinu. Chemla G'dayla, we say Chamalta Aleinu. On that, Hashem had a tremendous chemla. And the words of the Gaon are, Ki ha-chemla hu acher hakas. Because chemla is always used when it comes after an anger. After an anger, that's when we use the word chemla. And he continues to say, that's why it's G'day Levisera. Hashem didn't just have a chemla and be compassionate with us. But it was G'day Levisera. He gave us even more than what we had beforehand. We got more than we had. We got a Mishkan. We got the Luch HaShniz. We got the Mishkan. So we see from this Vilna Gaon that the word chemla is used when a person is a kas from Hashem, and then Hashem is chemla. So it could be, like we said, that the umas ha'olam are ma'ira kas. But the truth is that there's a Rashi in Parashas Mishpatim. Pasuk says, the pasuk is talking about lending money. Kesef talves ami, the person lends money. And then it comes to time to pay up the loan, and the person can't pay up. So a person could take mchovel tachbal. The pasuk says that a person can take security. Mchovel tachbal salmas reecha ad bay Hashem ashteshiven alay. But when it comes night, this is his only garment. So when it comes night, we're supposed to give it back to him. And Rashi brings down from the Medrash Tanchuma that the Medrash says that the words mchovel tachbal are double language. Chovel tachbal. And that you should take security, and that's a double language to imply that we should take security over and over again. And that means that every night we should give it back, and in the morning take back the collateral. And it says a very interesting thing. Rashi brings down Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem tells us, Kama ata chayev li. How much are you obligated to me? Chayev to me. V'harei nafshecha oila etzli kol emesh v'emesh. Your neshama has come up to me every single night. V'neisenes din v'cheshbin. And your neshama has given din v'cheshbin. U'meschayeves lefanei. And your neshamas are found to be chayev to me. Every single night. V'ani machzir lach. And yet, I still return it to you. Af ata, so to you shall learn from my anhaga. And when you have a collateral, when you take security every night, tol v'hashev, take it and then return it. Tol v'hashev. And so on, every single day, until ultimately he pays back the loan. And we see from this medrash that really, according to our actions, no one really is, according to our actions, the din is so strict that really there's a tremendous, this that we get it back is not so posh. So, and to a certain degree, could be there's an element of caste, is after the day, and after what we did in the day, we weren't perfect, and then Hashem yet is, Chemla, Hashem, after Hashem is compassionate with us, and Hashem gives us our neshama. So that's shechzarta bi nishmasi bechemla, not merely with chesed, but also with chemla. Moving on to Rabba Emunasecha. Mishnah Berurah says that we're supposed to read it bechemla with asnachta. The chemla is the end, bechemla, shechzarta bi nishmasi bechemla. And then Rabba Emunasecha is supposed to be read together. The reason for this is because the words Rabba Emunasecha are coming straight from actually a pasuk in Eicha. The pasuk says, Chadoshim labekarim, rabba emunasecha. And that means on a simple level, Chadoshim labekarim, that Hashem renews us in the morning, Hashem gives us back our neshama. Rabba emunasecha, how great, how rabba, how abundant is Hashem's emuna, is His faith, to indeed give back our neshama. We need just to focus a little bit on this word, rabba emunasecha. What does it mean? What's the notion of rabba? Maybe it should have said, gadol ma'id, how great is Hashem's emuna. What's the word rabba? So maybe we could explain with an interesting kliyakar. At the end of Parashas Bereishis, when it talks about the Dor HaMabul, it says, Vayar Hashem ki rabba ro'as ha'adam ba'aretz. Hashem saw that the evil of man was rabba. What does it mean, the evilness of man was rabba? Rabba. So the Kliyakar says an interesting thing. He says, we know that the primary two chatoim of the Dor HaMabul was Arayas and Gezel. So he says an interesting thing. Lafisha chatu biznos, since they were chayta with Inyanim of Arayas, he says like this, V'oysa tava, that taiva of Arayas, rabba v'hoyleches tomid, it's rabba and it continues, it's continuous. V'lo yizbal oylam, a person is never satisfied. Also with Gezel, oyev kesef lo yizba kesef, tavosei rabba v'hoyleches tomid. So the reason why it's rabba, says the Kliyakar, is when something is continuously happening, not stopping, continuously. But even more than that, that it's growing as it's continuing, it's growing more and more and more. So that's why it says rabba ras adam, because their taivas were in that degree of rabba that they were continuous and they didn't stop and they grew more and more and more. So with this, we could understand why Hashem's emuna that He gives us back our neshamas is rabba. Is firstly, it's continuous, like we said, that every single split second of the year of history, Hashem is continuously, every day, every second, giving back our neshamas. And even more so, that it's rabba, it's in a sense, it's amplified every time, it's even more and more, because every day it's a buildup of how we're not deserving of Hashem giving back neshamas. And then the next day it's even more, because we're building up it's building up. So it's rabba munasecha, it's a continuous emuna that Hashem does.
Why wouldn't it be rabba chimla then? Because that's where the compassion is. Hashem is having compassion on us, and it's rabba.
Yeah, this is the pasuk. Rabba munasecha, because Hashem's emuna, we'll get into this a little more soon, that Hashem's emuna is continuous. The emuna that He actually does it, that He fulfills that and gives it to us as rabba. So we, in the word emunasecha, we discussed last week a little bit that our emuna in Hashem, that He's indeed going to give back our neshama, is because of Hashem as midav kayamas, that Hashem established the world in a way, so to say, the teva is that person goes to sleep and they wake up. So there's a midav kayamas. That's how we have emuna, that Hashem's faith to actually give back our neshamas every day. I would like to delve into this a little bit more, in this idea of emuna secha. There's a very interesting, the Pirush Baal HaTosis seems like they're bringing from the Rekech. He says something very interesting in the Megillah Eicha, and that pasuk of rabba emuna secha, the Rekech says the following words. Dover acher, emuna secha, oisiyos, the word emuna secha, the letters of emuna secha, if you scramble the mem with the vav, it's umna secha. It's Hashem's umnis. It's Hashem's trade. It's Hashem's craft. What does that mean? Hi umna secha, it's Hashem's umnis, Hashem's trade, sha'ata mafli lasayis b'chol b'iker v'b'iker. That Hashem infuses our neshama back into our guf every single day, every single morning. Hashem gives us back our neshama. That is Hashem's umnas. What does this mean? That's That's it. What does it mean, Hashem's umnis? And why specifically this is something that's Hashem's umnis? What is the meaning of this? So the truth is, there are a few places that Chazal use the word umnis. And one place is a Gemara in Chulin and Daf Pei Tes. The Gemara darshans the Pasuk in Tehillim. The Pasuk says, Ha'umnum Eilem, which simply means, Ha'umnum, indeed, there is Eilem, the silence. The Gemara darshans and says that the Pasuk is saying as follows, Ma umnosoi shal adam ba'ilm azeh. What is a person's umnis, a person's trade, craft in this world? Ha'umnum, what is a person's umnis? Yasim atzmoi ke'ilem. He should make himself like a mute. A person's umnis in this world is to keep quiet, to stay quiet. The Gemara says, I would think that even for Torah, a person should not talk. So that, we said, tzedek tedabra, no, when it comes to Torah, a person should, but the person's umnis, a person's trade in this world is to be an elam, to keep quiet. What does this mean that it's a person's umnis? It's a good thing to do, it's important. What is the significance of umnis? What does that mean? So it's brought down in the name of the Vilna Gaon that he explained this Gemara as follows. He says, what is an umnis? An umnis is a thing that enables a person to live. The person takes on a craft, a trade, the person needs parnasa. So an umnis is something that keeps a person alive. It enables a person to have chaim, to have life. That is the essence of what an umnis is. Says the Vilna Gaon, a fascinating thing. We know that a person is allotted a certain amount of years that we're going to live in this world. But we're also allotted an amount of speech. How many words we're allowed to speak. If a person talks too much, and even if he was allotted 100 years to live, but he uses up his words, then he might have to leave this world early, even though he was allotted a certain amount of years. B'chiddush. Says the Vilna Gaon, the best insurance plan to enable a person to live a full life is umnis, is yasim atzmai ke'ilim, to keep quiet. In that way, that's the greatest umnis, that it ensures him an ability to live the life that he's supposed to have. That's the umnis. Could apply this to another place. It's an interesting thing. Rashi says by Kriyas Yamsuf, it says that Klal Yisrael, Vayisu b'nei Yisrael aseinayim, that Klal Yisrael picked up their eyes, v'hinei Mitzrayim noisei achreim, Mitzrayim's coming back after them. Vayiru mo'oid, they got very frightened. In front of them is the Yam, behind them is Mitzrayim. They saw that their life was at the end. Vayitziku b'nei Yisrael el Hashem, and they cried out to Hashem. Rashi brings down from Chazal, Vayitziku, they cried out, Tofsu umnis avoisam. They grabbed, they adapted the umnis of their fathers, of Avram Yitzchak Yaakov. Avram Weimer, Avram it says, Alamokam Asher Omacham, Avram went to Davin Shachris, Yitzchak was Suach Basada, Yitzchak Davin his Mincha, Yaakov, Yivka Bamokam, Yaakov Davin his Meir. The idea is, perhaps, that the avos, their tefillah, their shachris, Avram Avinu's shachris, by him, was his umnis. He understood with such clarity that his life depends on his shachris, on his tefillah. His tefillah was going to get him through the day. That was his umnis. That was going to enable him his life for that day. And he needed to daven again. Every day he needed to daven. That was his umnis. They lived with such clarity that every single day their standard shachris, mincha ma'arif, was that to that understanding that it was their umnis. Right. It came a point in time in history, at this point in time, that the entirety of Klal Yisrael gave a tefillah to Hashem, and everyone had that recognition that that tefillah was their umnis. They saw that the Mitzrayim was behind them, the Yam was in front of them. They were tofsu umnis avoisam. What the avos lived day to day, that they lived with that recognition, that reality, that their tefillah was their umnis, was their source of life. That was going to be their, that was their trade, that was their chayim. At that moment, Gans Klal Yisrael came to that hakara and tafsu umnas avoisim, their tefillah at that moment was an umnas type of tefillah. It was a tefillah that they understood that their chayim is dependent on that tefillah. We see from the Vilna Gaon that the idea of umnas is something which enables life, that's the idea of umnas. So there's the Nefesh HaChaim in Shaar Beis and Parag Vav and other areas. He talks about an idea of Shechina B'tachtonim. And that is that the Ratzon of Hashem is that His Shechina should be down in this world. That's the Ratzon of Hashem in this world. But he says, the only way, Hashem designed it in a way, the only way that Hashem's Shechina could be down in this world like he calls it, the Chibur and the Kiyum of the Shechina, the connection of Kaviyachol, the Shechina with this world, and it's staying here, is dependent on something. What is it dependent on? His words are, it's toloi be'eisek ha-Torah u'maisa mitzvahs v'avodas ha-Tefillah. The Torah, the mitzvahs and the Tefillah, is what enables Hashem's Chibur, Hashem to be connected, Kaviyachol, to this world, and to have Shechina b'tachtonim. He goes as far to say, Chazal say, interesting words, that Yisrael mefarnasim lavim shebashamayim. Klal Yisrael are mefarnas. They give kaviyachol parnosa to avim shebashamayim Hashem. He says that this is the idea, that Hashem's chibur with this world, with the Olam HaGashmi, is dependent on our actions, our avodas Hashem. Our avodas Hashem is what enables Hashem's Shechina to be mechubur kaviyachol b'tachtonim in this world. With this, we could understand what does it mean that when Hashem returns our neshamas, it's Hashem's umnas. Because Hashem is returning our neshamas because that now we have potential to serve Hashem, to avoid this Hashem. And kaviyachol Hashem, our avodas Hashem that we're going to do today, our avodas Hashem is Hashem's parnasa, it's Hashem's livelihood, kaviyachol. What Hashem is giving us back our neshamas and giving us another chance and saying that we could have another day to serve Hashem. Hashem, this is Hashem's umnes. This is Hashem. This is kaviyachol enabling the Shechina to be down in this world, like the Nefesh HaChaim says that Yisrael are mefarnes lavim shebashamayim. With this, we could understand what the Rekech is saying. The secret to the emuna, to the Rab emuna secha, that indeed Hashem will return it, is because emuna secha, because Hashem, when He returns it, it's His umnas. It's umna secha. The umna secha, this that when Hashem gives us back our neshama and we have the ability to do avodas Hashem, and through that, keep kaviyachol the shechina b'tachtonim, that is umna secha, and that is the depth. That is the reason why it's the emuna. Because we believe that even though indeed we're not worthy of getting back on Hashem, the way we acted yesterday, we're on our own right, we're not worthy. But we have emuna that Hashem is going to be machzer and Hashemus because it's umna secha. That because when Hashem is mechaber our neshama to our guf, it's enabling us, kaviyachol, to be mechaber Hashem, the Shechina, kaviyachol b'tachtonim. This is a tremendous chizik we could think about in the morning, that we wake up in the morning, we realize that when Hashem gave us our neshama, we're umna secha, we are being mefarnes kaviyachol, with our ma'isim tovim, we go to our tefillah, our Torah, our mitzvahs, and our tefillah, like the Nefesh HaChaim says, is umna secha, mefarnes Yisrael mefarnesim avim shebashamayim, and that's the idea behind the emunah secha. The emunah secha is because it's Hashem's umnas.
So what about someone who's
So that's a different shit. To talk about that at a different time. But to think about it, this is a chizak for coming up to. It's Hashem, Ba'aleinu, the three nights is Rosh Hashanah. This idea really could be a chizik for us. We know the Sfarim say that when Hashem judges us on Rosh Hashanah, He's not primarily judging us with kafi, the way we acted the year before. It's not necessarily dependent on that. It's not judging how we acted. It's not the Rosh Hashanah is not the last day of this year. It's the first day of the new year. Hashem is taking stock, seeing who is committed on this day of Rosh Hashanah to be an Eved Hashem, to Torah, Mitzvahs, and Avedas HaTefillah, to bring the Shekhinah B'Tachtonim. Who is on my team? Who is going to be the Mefarnes Yisrael Avim Shev Hashemayim? And that's really what Hashem is looking for. Hashem is looking for not how we were yesterday. Right? When we wake up in the morning, Hashem doesn't give us our neshama because yesterday we were worthy, we're not worthy. It was b'chemla, it was with compassion. Why does Hashem give us back our neshama? Because of the potential that we have for the coming day. That we could, our avodas Hashem, could bring the Shekhinah b'tachtonim. So if we're committed on Rosh Hashanah to be from the Avdei Hashem and to serve Hashem and to make a Kiddush Hashem and everything we need to do, we do everything right, then that is what could help us merit Ksiv Chesim Etayva, and we should all talk Abizaycha to Hashanah Tayva Masuka and Ksiv Chesim Etayva.